All right. Good morning, everyone. My name is Andrew, and I'm from the McCain House Church. It's my privilege today to share with you. Let's start with an opening prayer. Dear Father God, we praise you for your majesty and sovereignty. You are our high tower, our rock of salvation, the Alpha and the Omega. Father God, we lift this time up to you and all our respective internet connections and connecting technologies. Father God, may you bring your sweet aroma and presence into all our respective locations. Holy Spirit, may you soften our hearts and open our eyes to see the truth that you want to reveal today. I pray for an extra amount of energy, wisdom, and discernment as I share today. Use me, Lord, to speak your words and not mine, to edify one another and point us to step one step closer to you. In all these things, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, so in accordance with the one app for the today, which is the 12th of April, I will start by reading the two passages from the ESV version. That's John 19, 1 to 27, as well as 2 John 1, 9 to 13. So let me begin with the first one. John 19, 1 to 27. Then Pilate took Jesus and flogged him, and the soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head and arrayed him in a purple robe. They came up. They came up to him saying, "Hail, King of the Jews," and struck him with their hands. Pilate went out again and said to them, "See, I am bringing him out to you that you may know that I find no guilt in him." So Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. Pilate said to him, "Behold the man." When the chief priests and the officers saw him, they cried out, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and crucify him, for I find no guilt in him." The Jews answered him, "We have a law, and according to that law, he ought to die because he has made himself the Son of God." When Pilate heard the statement, he was even more afraid. He entered his headquarters again and said to Jesus, "Where are you from?" But Jesus gave him no answer. So Pilate said to him, "You will not speak to me? Do you not know that I have the authority to release you and the authority to crucify you?" Jesus answered him, "You would have no authority over me at all unless it has been given to you from above. Therefore, he who delivered me over to you has the greater sin." From then on, Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews cried out, "If you release this man, you are not Caesar's friend. Everyone who makes himself a king opposes Caesar." So when Pilate heard these words, he brought Jesus out and sat down on the judgment seat at a place called the Stone Pavement in Aramaic Gabbatha. Now it was the day of the preparation of the Passover. It was about the sixth hour. He said to the Jews, "Behold, your king." They cried out, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to him, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." So he delivered him over to them to be crucified. So they took Jesus and he went out bearing his own cross to the place called the Place of the Skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. There they crucified him and with him two others, one on either side, and Jesus between them. Pilate also wrote an inscription and put it on the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Many of the Jews read this inscription for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city. Pilate also wrote an inscription put on the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the Kingdom of the Jews, King of the Jews." Many of the Jews read this inscription for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Aramaic, in Latin, and in Greek. So the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, "Do not write, 'The King of the Jews,' but rather, 'This man said, I am the King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." When the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they took his garments and divided it into four parts, one part for each soldier, also his tunic. But the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. So they said to one another, "Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it to see whose it shall be." This was to fulfill the scripture which says, "They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots." So the soldiers said So the soldiers did these things, but standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple who he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her to his own home. And now for the second passage, which is from 2 John 1, 9 to 13. Everyone who goes on ahead and does not abide in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever abides in the teaching has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not receive him into your house or give him any greetings. For whoever greets him takes part in his wicked works. Though I have much to write to you, I would rather not use paper and ink. Instead, I hope to come to you and talk face to face so that our joy may be complete. The children of your elect sister greet you. Okay, those are the two readings. So for context, especially on the first passage, in the previous chapter, Jesus was seized in the garden at night, interrogated by the chief priests, and then brought to Pilate in the early morning. After interrogating Jesus, Pilate declared to the Jews that he had found nothing wrong in Jesus Christ and proposed to have him pardoned, as was customary with Passover. But the people wanted to pardon Barabbas instead. Okay, so for this main section, for John 19, I find that there are two main sections. The first part is around the suffering and the mockery of Jesus Christ, which is in the first part, verse 1 to 16. And then we have the latter part, which is his crucifixion from verse 17 onwards. Reflecting on the suffering, I vividly remember the scenes from the movie, the 2004 movie, Passion of the Christ. And so I think for those who have seen it would vividly remember, but to, especially around the flogging scenes, but to put it mildly, it's a very intense imagery. And I imagine it's quite illustrative of the suffering that Jesus Christ, and this is only the beginning of the suffering as he walks towards Calvary. And to add the insult onto injury, the soldiers are mocking Jesus relentlessly. And so I was reflecting upon the suffering and for myself, I guess, two recent items come to mind. The first is my wife's labor pains last week as our baby decided to come early to the world, earlier than anticipated. And according to my wife, epidural is the single best invention in the world. I now have a much more profound respect for all the mothers in the world. And the second item is when our newborn son cries in distress. As a newborn parent, it pains us greatly to hear him cry out loud in pain, but without any good communication mechanism for him to help us to better understand where he's having this pain, it's very difficult for us to help us to alleviate that pain. And so we, as parents, we try to systematically figure out the process by elimination or deduction, such as, you know, checking the diapers, etc. Anyway, so taking a step back, I wonder what it might have been for Father God, you know, he who is all sovereign and powerful, but allowing his one and only son to suffer at the hands of men and to be ridiculed. So as I think ponder about this, as I reflect on this, I think Father God is reminding us just how deep his love is for us as we, you know, march ever closer to Calvary, Easter weekend. And so what comes to mind is especially around another verse from John, John 3:16, you know, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. So in times of chaos like today with, you know, rampant COVID infections around the world or wars taking place, I think we should take a pause and see whom the Holy Spirit may be prompting us to reach out to. It's in my mind, it's never too late as God has this perfect timing. So let me just take a pause for a minute now. So I hope the Lord has brought someone an image of a friend or a family or a neighbor. And so I hope that maybe perhaps today you can, this beautiful day today that we get the Lord would maybe nudging you to reach out to someone. Like that phrase, carpe diem, seize the day. So there's no better day than today. And so maybe with that, I will now pass to P. Nate for the worship, and then I'll resume the prayer from the 1 hour. Thank you. Hey, thank you, Pina. All right, let me read out the intercessory prayer from the app. Almighty Father, who sent your only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sin, show me how I can honor you and bring glory to your name by walking in the way of Jesus. May I seek you evermore as I walk with you through this holy week and beyond. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, well, now going to the community prayers. Okay. Right. So may we pray for those in our community who are feeling illness and for their salvation. I pray so much that these are our loved ones. And so as I spoke about earlier in the message, Dave, Perhaps these are ones we care so much about. So we lift up their bodies, Lord, to you, that you are the healer of all things. And so lift them all up to you, Lord. Okay, and we could also pray for our brothers and sisters and our extended families in the community who are suffering from cancer, Lord. We also lift up, especially those who are undergoing chemo, radiation therapy, or surgery, Lord. I pray, Lord, for that you would be with each and one of them through this time period to help them with the pain. I pray especially for the doctors and the nursing staff to help them to do proper diagnosis and testing, and especially for you, Lord, to heal. We now lift our community of those who are suffering from any infirmities, Lord. We pray, Lord, that, yes, that you continue to be with each and one of them, as well as their families, to help to minister to them, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you continue to speak your words of joy, especially through this time where they may be feeling just afflictions and pain. And we lift up the COVID situation that's happening all around the world, or especially here in Hong Kong and with our dear loved ones. We pray, Lord, that, yeah, it's just COVID, like cancer, it's just a name to you, Lord. And we know that you are sovereign over all of this, Lord. And so we lift them up. And we're just so thankful that you continue to heal many who've been recently who've been on this list, and you that they're being fully restored, Lord. So we pray for these ones who are here to be healed in your perfect time. We all want to lift up all the frontline medical workers. we especially want to lift up those in our SP community who've really are just so wonderful. I feel really for just putting themselves out there and wanting to help the broader community, Lord, especially in these times like this, where it's probably easier just to want to just hide away at this point in time. But we thank you, Lord, for their faithfulness, their heart to desire to help others. Let's lift them up to you. So, Father, at this time, we also want to lift up our brothers and our brothers, and as they look for the job that you have already ordained for them, Lord. We pray, Lord, that that you would continue to open the right doors and close the doors that you don't want them to be partaking in. We pray for the interviews to be favorable, that they be coming forthcoming, Lord. We pray, Lord, for the peace that transcends all understanding in this time. Lift up my brothers to you. Father God, we also want to lift up Hong Kong. It's the sovereign body you placed over us, Lord. Let's lift up the government, the wealth gap, the revival, the churches, the Sports Services International, Shanti Ministries led by Godwin and Rebecca, YWAM, Sons and Daughters led by Janice Stan in Asia, God Eatery led by Angela, Mother's Choice, the Hong Kong Korean Church students, the domestic helpers, and the families in distress. Father God, we now want to lift up the SP staff and their families and extended ones. We thank you for their faithfulness and just all the things they do for our community. Lift up P. Sam, P. Nate, P. Salamat, P. Ken, P. Andrew, P. Samuel, P. Ernie, Tim, Lisa, Monica, Ealing, Rachel, Cadence, K. Caleb, Donald, Fish, and Ben. Father God, I now want to lift up the hospitality ministries to you, Lord. Welcoming, which is led by P. Andrew, and the barista, which is led by Caleb, as well as logistics led by Tim. We lift up the worship and sound team led by P. Nate, as well as the AV team led by P. Ken. You're obviously instrumental. So we thank you, Lord, for the services by all of them. Okay, I want to especially lift up those who are pregnant. This is obviously very dear to my heart, as my wife's name was formerly on this list as well. So I want to lift up Joanne, Carmen, Fiona, Leslie, Dayan, Winnie, and others, Lord. I pray, Lord, for extra amount of safety, especially those who might not have had their COVID shots, and just that they'd be able to find a lot of peace, especially in this time, and mental wellness, as they may be secluded for quite some time. I lift them up to you, Lord. And even though our house churches are on break, Lord, I'd like to lift up these house churches in case they may be still be meeting and at this time period and social. I would lift up the communities that they, these house churches, that they continue to gel and grow closer to one another. And also to that they would also edify one another and point one another closer to you, Lord. So we lift up Blue Pool, First Street, Fontana, Happier Valley, Hopewell, K House, OPR, and Princeton. Okay, let us close this in prayer. So, Abba Father, I thank you, Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness, for coming to meet us with daily renewals every day. We thank you for the beautiful morning you've bestowed upon us, Lord. And may we just go about this day meditating on that, what I've asked before, that we would think about a loved one that maybe we've not never connected in a while, who still doesn't know you, Lord. As we pray upon their name, that maybe we get the courage to reach out to them, especially as we approach Easter weekend, Lord. So I want to lift up this day as well as the rest of our activities, Lord. May we continue to abide in you, Lord. And all these things I pray in Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you and have a great day. Bye-bye.